Party chairman, colleagues, friends, what an incredible pleasure it is to stand before you today as the first ever Democratic Unionist Party Member of Parliament for South Belfast. And conference at this important time for our country, how sweeter was that win because unionism regained this seat from nationalism. Conference, this was a victory for unionism. This was a victory for all those communities across South Belfast who mobilised and achieved after 12 years what many said was impossible. It was those in South Belfast who decided to vote again for the first time in a long time, those voting for the first time ever, and those who lent their vote to us that helped secure the seat for unionism. And of course, those loyal supporters who come out election after election for this party. We would not be here without you. Your vote counted when it mattered the most. And I thank each and every one of you. When I stood for election conference, I give voters this promise. Vote for me and I will not let you down. And I am committed to doing everything that I can to make Northern Ireland a better place for all. Since the election, I have been working hard to be the strongest advocate for the interests of South Belfast and for our province. And at this important time, when others continue to run away, it is the DUP that is standing strong and speaking up for Northern Ireland. And conference, when others are denying the people of Northern Ireland your right to have your democratic voice heard in the local assembly, it is the DUP that is making sure Northern Ireland has a voice. I am deeply proud to be a unionist. It is the political ideology of civil and religious liberty. And as the United Kingdom developed, it was our proud British values that tore through injustice across this world, forging a pathway for democracy and rights. And it was unionism that cherished and nurtured those values. It has been unionists and unionism who have the strong record on rights and respect. I truly believe at the heart of everything that we do must be a determination to deliver for all and to make lives better for the people we serve. Surrounded by the pessimism and the lamenting of many, it is the Democratic Unionist Party who is at the forefront of promoting our province, supporting our business and industry, working on getting the best possible deal for Northern Ireland. It is the Democratic Unionist Party that has attracted and continues to attract those with a passion for building a brighter future, those with the talent, ability and optimism to make our vision a reality. The DUP will never join with others in talking down our wee country. Northern Ireland, and we've heard some of those already today, but Northern Ireland has incredible strengths. We've got high skills, a committed workforce, we've got creativity and innovation. We have the brightest and the best. And we in the DUP will do everything that we can to support economic growth and to create a strong and thriving Northern Ireland. And I know, conference, that this will take much more than simply words. But good ideas, listening to people, showing leadership and working hard to find solutions through difficult problems. And I know that it is the DUP that is up for that challenge. We have experienced so many dark days in Northern Ireland. And through the worst of the violence, it was the Democratic Unionist Party who stood firm against terrorism, and we always will. Conference, as all of us know, terrorism was always wrong. It was never justified. And while there are others across Northern Ireland who shamefully celebrate and commemorate terrorists, this party stands firmly for democracy and behind the true heroes who fought against tyranny and for the rights of those who could not fight for themselves. Yeah. As a people, we have a proud history of standing up and protecting the rights of others, regardless of what some may say. Each and every generation of Ulster men and women have rallied to the call to fight oppression and for democracy. From the trenches of the Somme to the fields of Flanders, from the Falklands to Afghanistan. And conference, the rightful recognition should go to the brave men and women of our security forces that went out night after night to defend and serve all across our community, risking and yes, giving their lives to protect and defend all against the scourge of terrorism. Conference, it was the IRA that murdered children, murdered women. As an organisation, it was the IRA that was the single biggest killer of Catholics and Protestants during the Troubles. Gerry, let us be very clear. It was never a war. And conference, when the political obituary of Gerry Adams is written, his legacy will not be the laughter of children, but the tears and sorrow of the thousands of victims. We will never forget, but we must move forward. And we want to do so with hope. It is the DUP that is determined to build that better, brighter and stronger Northern Ireland for all. And we will move forward on a foundation of democracy, respect and truth. The principles that form the very basis of our party, of unionism and our great United Kingdom. There is an opportunity for all parties to join with us and be part of that positive, optimistic vision for Northern Ireland. To join with us, working together to navigate the challenges of growing our economy, delivering public services and through significant events such as Brexit. And to work with us to maximise the opportunities for all. We should be proud of our vision, because our vision, conference, is based on respect, on working together, and on putting delivery for people above narrow political agendas. I am a unionist through and through, a unionist in my heart, but also with my head. Unionism makes strong political and economic sense. And Northern Ireland, nestled secure within our great union, is by far the best position for industry and business, for our young people and for our future. Our vision for Northern Ireland is one where everyone is welcome, where we respect each other and we are working together constructively. I firmly believe that unionism is the best way forward for all of us, with a devolved government delivering for all within the union that is one of the biggest economies in the world. The DUP is a party for everyone. Our values, principles and policies set out a roadmap to make Northern Ireland work, succeed and excel. And as we head towards 100 years of Northern Ireland, it is our task to sell the incredible benefits of the union, of unionism and of our proud British values to win new voters from right across the community. Conference, what a 12 months that we have had. And when I look back to 12 months ago, it's hard to believe what we have been through, and I know that personally. But it has been difficult at times, but we also have an opportunity to celebrate. I know that if we continue to do right, if we hold firm, then we will endure. We create and craft our policies not through hate or through intolerance, but because of principle and genuine conviction. In this year, there have also been times of great joy. We do have much to reflect on, but much to celebrate. Conference, I am deeply proud and deeply humbled to be part of this great party and to represent the Democratic Unionist Party and the people of South Belfast on the green benches of the House of Commons. And as we march towards a period of celebration of 100 years of our wonderful Northern Ireland, let us do so with hope, confidence and optimism for the future. Thank you.